are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bucs Nation? Welcome to today's episode of the Locked On Bucs Podcast. I'm your host, David Harrison, writer over at BucsNation.com and one half of the normal hosting team here at the Locked On Bucs Podcast with James Yarko, who is off for today's episode. You can find me on Twitter over at DH82_Bucs. Find the show, of course, at Locked On Bucs, and then find everything that I'm writing, that James is writing, over at BucsNation.com and on Twitter at Bucs_Nation. On Wednesday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers unveiled their brand new uniforms. If you have not listened to our reaction episode, Bailey Adams of BucsNation.com joined James, as he usually does for our Wednesday episodes, and they reacted to what they saw. And here on today's episode, guys, I've got some special things going on for you guys. I'm going to give my first initial reactions to the uniform as well. And then we've got a handful of voicemails from you guys, from Bucs fans and listeners of the show who called in to share your thoughts about the new threads. And we're going to share those. I'm going to react to what you guys had to say, and we're going to have a good time with it. First and foremost, though, my quick reactions. You have the three combinations they showed there: a red jersey with the kind of the pewter pants, an all white version, and then the pewter color rush, which has been rumored for so long to be coming, and finally you kind of see it there. And if you guys remember, if you listened to our episode on Tuesday when we talked about the upcoming uniform reveal, I had mentioned that I was excited for the potential of a pewter color rush uniform because I thought they had the idea was a good one. The potential of how it could look was solid. But I was a little concerned because pewter it's kind of a tricky color. Like, you have lighter shades of pewter, darker shades of pewter, and so I was just kind of interested to see how the Buccaneers would turn that vision into a reality. And I have to say that, honestly, the pewter version, or the version of pewter that they're using for this color rush uniform, I actually like it. I dig it. It's a little bit darker. Honestly, when I first saw the video, it was actually on a conference call. We have a Locked On NFL channel conference call every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. So, of course, the Buccaneers releasing the uniform Tuesday at 1 o'clock, kind of conflicted with that. So I'm on the conference call also, sitting there like most of you probably were on social media waiting for the announcement video to drop. And as I'm watching it and I'm on with some other hosts from the Locked On Podcast Network, I'm looking at it and wasn't really thinking too deep into it. It actually kind of looked black to me at first. It was like, oh, well, here we go. We're going to get some Falcons comparisons. And there have been some Falcons comparisons anyway, even though, I mean, if you've seen the new Falcons uniforms, look, no disrespect to whoever came up with that concept, but I'm not a fan of it. So it is what it is. But I initially actually in the video thought they were black. I thought the pewter color rush was all black. I was like, oh, it's an all black version. I actually remember the black alternate jersey that they had, years ago. I kind of liked it. I'm a big fan of the way the black and red plays off of each other, even though, yes, that is Falcons colors. Got it. Obviously, it's pewter. And once we got past the initial viewing of the video and off the conference call, I realized that is the pewter color rush. And yeah, man, I mean, I like it. Chris Godwin in 14 in the photos and 12 in the video. I think it looks good. And then you have the all white. I mean, white is just, it's a classic look. It's a clean look. Of course, it doesn't stay too clean once the whistle blows and the game gets going. But seeing Devin White there in the 45 wearing the all white is great. And then Lavonte David wearing the red, the classic number 54, number 54 in your program, number one in your hearts and minds of Buccaneers fans, classic. And we talked about it, guys. You guys already know, if you've listened to these episodes, you already know my opinion. I'm not a huge fan of going backwards. I'd rather you go forward. But James also kind of brought up that it is kind of going backwards, but at the same time, it's kind of like, they're correcting a wrong. This is the version of the uniform they should have gone with in 2014 instead of the version that we saw with the alarm clock numbers and all that stuff. And I understand Color Rush didn't exist back then, but this is probably the Color Rush that everybody would have wanted versus just kind of the straight red version that we've had for the last few years. And now, I mean, you have it. And then, of course, there was the creamsicle. A lot of people, I mean, some fans have flat out said they wanted the team to go back to the Bucko Bruce creamsicle uniforms altogether. And then some have voiced the opinion that they hoped the Buccaneers would at least incorporate the color, the creamsicle orange color in the uniform scheme in some way, shape, or form outside of, the football on the logo being, creamsicle orange, as it were. And they basically did it the same way the Super Bowl. It's a throwback to the Super Bowl generation, a little bit cleaner, a little bit more updated, I guess. But it's basically, the same thing there. They have the creamsicle piping on the numbers there to kind of, you know, incorporate that history of the creamsicle past of the Buccaneers uniform. So overall, I mean, it's solid. You know, I don't know if I'm really up to like giving it a grade or whatever, you know, but I think it's a solid uniform. I think it's a good look. I think that the Buccaneers are going to look good wearing them. And, you know, as Deion Sanders once famously said, look good, feel good, feel good, play good. I can attest to that. So overall, like I said, solid work. I think the video, honestly, the way that the Buccaneers presented it, the way that their video crews, their media guys, their social media team, I mean, we've on this show been ranting and raving, and I've seen the love for the social media team and for the work that they're doing over there, the graphics guys and the video guys, the photographers. I've seen that love kind of going and growing and growing over the last couple of years, and you know, we've been a part of that as well, and proud to do so. So kudos to those guys. At a minimum, even if you don't like the uniforms, hopefully you at least like the product that they put out for the announcement. It's a lot better than some of these other teams have going on. That's my kind of initial take. I do have some other thoughts, but I don't want to get too deep into it because we have some voicemails from you guys, like I said, and I want to save some of those in my responses to you guys.
What's up, gentlemen? It's Kevin. Have not called in for quite some time. Still a faithful listener. Still very excited about the presumably still occurring 2020 NFL season. I mean, there's a hope. Calling about the new uniforms. Simple, classic, elegant, perfect. A modernized version of the 90s design that just anyone who has criticism or dislikes them, you know what? Just shut your mouth. The old uniforms were overdesigned. I hate to say it, they were tacky. They looked bad. There was too much going on. They tried too hard. And we're just moving past it. I think these new uniforms are just subtle little improvements on the Super Bowl era uniforms for the primary one. And I'm thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. Now the color rush is sick. That is fantastic. I really hope we get to see the pewter jersey with the white pants, at some point, during the year. I think that looks fantastic. That's the star of the show. And I'm thrilled for them. I think we are headed towards a very positive era of Buccaneers football, one way or another. On that note, I hope you all are safe and stable and happy and healthy and surviving this as best you can. See you on the other side, gentlemen.
All right, Kevin, happy to hear from you once again. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate your takes on the uniforms, of course. And I mean, yeah, it's a throwback to the Super Bowl era. You know, I'm glad that you love them. I'm glad that you're really feeling them. That's, you know, that's kind of what the Buccaneers talked about doing, is going back to their roots. You know, you remember that first teaser video that they put out, and it kind of, you know, signified or kind of hinted at kind of going back to their old ways and all that. And hey, I mean, there was a good amount of winning that happened in that uniform. So hopefully they go back to some of those. Like I said on a previous episode, I think if I remember correctly, 6 of their 8 first seasons wearing that uniform, they had winning records. And as far as the now old uniforms, right, the 2014 and 2019 alarm clock, I think that's how they'll probably be referenced going down in Buccaneers history uniform. As far as trying too hard, I mean, maybe, you know, I mean, that was around the same time. I mean, you know, the Oregon Ducks have been coming out with all their varieties of uniforms and teams. You guys know I'm an Ohio State fan, and you know, they were coming out in some throwback uniforms, some all black uniforms, and some other things. I mean, college football was doing a lot of things to kind of drawing, I think, the younger crowd and just kind of keep it fresh, keep it exciting. You know, I think the NBA kind of sparked that. They've got like their Latin night, you know, uniforms. I know they've got some city themed uniforms going now, and like their Christmas uniforms, and they came out with some other variations and just things that really kind of appeal to a younger demographic of fan. And, you know, older fans, maybe they kind of like the classic look, and they kind of like being used to seeing their team wear kind of the same scheme of uniform or color scheme or logos or whatever for a long period of time. But the younger crowd kind of likes the variety and likes seeing different things. And I think that the NFL community in general, with the color rush and the throwbacks and all that stuff, has kind of embraced that theory as well. So I think that's kind of where Nike was coming from. You know, you're going to hit on some, you're going to miss on some. But yeah, I mean, maybe they did try a little too hard, and now this uniform, while they're going backwards, is kind of a callback to a simpler time where you just kind of go with that cleaner, more professional look. It is professional football. You know, the last thing you want your team being compared to is an XFL team as far as uniform concerns, or is concerned, or an arena league, you know, or a arena football league type of scheme. And I think the Buccaneers at least hit the nail on the head on there. You know, even if you know, you're a fan who thinks that it looks like the Falcon scheme, or, you know, the white, you know, or if you think it's, you know, not bold enough or whatever, it does look clean. It does look professional. And yeah, and Kevin, you know, great to hear from you again, of course, and hope you're doing well. Appreciate the phone call. And let's move right along to the next phone call we got from Tyler.
What's up, boys? This is Tyler from Boston. One of the comments on the jerseys, I love them. And I think that a lot of people might think it comes from a place of nostalgia. You know, that's the jersey, that's the uniform that you wore in the Super Bowl. But I think it's more just about an identity. It kind of reminds me of when the Army changed their uniforms, their dress uniforms up to be more like that of the World War II. And not because that's what, it's not a look that's expected of you, but it's more just, it's more in line with identity. You know, that's just a uniform, that's just a jersey that's more in line with the identity, incorporates some old and new. And I got to say, red and pewter are our colors, and I love the use of pewter in this uniform. I love those color rush pewters. I'm going to have to cop myself one of those.
All right, Tyler, another satisfied Buccaneers fan with the new old style uniform here that the Buccaneers unveiled on Tuesday. And let me tell you something, Tyler. We always love getting your voicemails, of course, you know, and your calls and your takes and all that. But this voicemail really resonated with me. And you guys, you know, our regular listeners, you guys know that I'm in the Army. I've been in the Army for a little while. I was in the Army when we went from the green Class A uniform, as it was called, to the current dress uniform that Tyler is referencing, with the dark blue jacket and the lighter blue pants, which is, it's a throwback to those older times in the Army. And more of a more kind of honoring the heritage and all that we came from, and kind of that cavalry where, you know, the pants would fade faster than the jackets and all that stuff. And I love them. So it kind of actually, because I'm the one on this show who's kind of been talking about, you don't move forward by moving backwards. But here I am making a career in the Army, and we quite literally, with our uniform, our dress uniform at least, moved forward by kind of moving backwards and just making it more modern and make it fit today's Army. And yeah, so Tyler, kudos to you for essentially making me eat my own words, because I absolutely love our current dress uniforms over our dress uniforms that I joined the Army wearing, the green Class A uniform. Not to say that, you know, they didn't look good and we didn't have pride wearing them, but I will admit, I think most soldiers, I mean, I remember when they came out, most soldiers agreed that they looked better than the green ones did. And the Army's actually now even taking another page out of history and kind of going back to the pink and green uniform, which I am a huge fan of, and almost actually wish I was staying in long enough to get to wear them. But last I heard, anyway, the rollout for that could take as long as 2028 for the entire force to be wearing that uniform, and I'm not doing that. So, very good example, Tyler. Way to make me eat my words. James is going to be very proud of you when he hears this. Very good point. So I will kind of not so much back off, but retract a little bit on the statement that I made about, you know, not moving forward by moving backwards, because you have made a very valid point, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate you doing that. So you made me eat my words, and I agree with you 100%. Moving forward now, we've got another voicemail, and so let's roll right into it.
Hey guys, just took a look at the uniforms. Super happy with them. They look like a defensive team. They remind me of the old Bucks. They're perfect. That throwback to the Super Bowl win, all defensive team. But I just love them. You guys have a good one. Be careful out there. Go Bucks.
All right, thanks for the call. And yeah, again, appreciation of going back to the old look from when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, watching Derek Brooks, you know, run down the field for a game, clinching, if you want to call it that, touchdown in the Super Bowl, watching Rondé Barber run down the field, shutting down the vet. Definitely brings back a lot of memories of that classic Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense and that kind of style of play that really leaned on the defense to get the job done, while the offense did enough and put enough points up to win the game and not lose the game. And it's an interesting connection, you know, because the Buccaneers, I mean, that's what we saw last year from this team, is they had an offense that was good enough to put the points on the board and everything. And as the season grew older, the defense started looking like one of those units that is kind of reminiscent of that previous unit. Not saying that they're anywhere near, you know, each other right now in the halls of history for Buccaneers defenses, but this defense with guys like Lavonte David, rookie Devin White, Shaq Barrett, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Ndamukong Suh, you know, Carlton Davis, Sean Murphy Bunting, Jamel Dean, et cetera, started looking like a unit that could really hang with pretty much any team in the National Football League given the opportunity to do so. And moving into the offseason, you know, we talked about it over and over again, the emphasis on bringing back as many parts of that defense as they could. And they did, all the way down to Ryan Smith and Andrew Adams. They brought back all the key players of this defense. You know, there's a few guys like Bo Allen is not returning, you know, and that's unfortunate, you know. But for the most part, the big part of that defense is back. And we'll see what they do in the draft, if they add any more talent to that unit. Most likely in the secondary is kind of what we're all expecting. But if this unit, you know, you look at the growth that they made from, talk about week 8, week 9, you know, middle of the season to the end of the season. If the team can take that growth and leverage it into even more growth in the 2020 season through training camp and everything, of course, all of this, these restrictions are going on right now and probably going to leak into the early part of, you know, what would be OTAs and voluntary workouts stuff are probably going to have a little bit of an impact on it. But if and when they get to training camp, if and when they get to the preseason, if this team can come back and really kind of get back onto the same footing quickly, then what Todd Bowles and this coaching staff and these players can do moving forward, you know, we talk about leaning on the defense. If Tom Brady can go out there with the offense and at least do enough to give the Buccaneers a lead, give the Buccaneers some points on the board, you know, you always want to get north of 20 and then let the defense kind of do their thing. I mean, we could see. I mean, the return to the Buccaneers uniform of old could see a style return as well, to where the franchise puts a defense on the field that can really kind of hold down their opponent and really put the team in position to win. And, you know, I'm all for it. You guys know, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, I'm an aggression type of guy. I like the blitzes. I like manning up. I like putting my corners in press coverage. I like putting one safety over the top at the most and basically saying it's man on man, and you go out there and you're going to win this game because you're going to win your assignment. I don't like when teams play scared. I don't like when they coach scared. I don't like when they play call scared. I like when they're aggressive and they go for it. And that's kind of seems like what we're going to get back with the Buccaneers here, at least on the defense side of the ball. And that's what we saw in the heyday of Tampa Bay. And talking about those old school Bucks, right? Levante David is probably kind of an embodiment of that mentality in this current, you know, era of Buccaneers football. Even though he hasn't had the playoffs, he hasn't had the, you know, the regular season success that some of those guys did. He's kind of the one player on this team that you can look at as that beacon of consistency so far. And Greg Allman actually sent a tweet out on Wednesday, talking about Levante David. And for those of you who missed it, he did have a Zoom press conference or a Zoom meeting with the media shortly after the uniforms were unveiled on Tuesday. And this is a tweet that Greg Allman sent from that interview. And here's what Greg said, quote, "Bucks Levante David, only one of two current Tampa Bay players who wore the previous pewter and red uniforms that ended in 2013 on Tampa Bay's new look." He quoted Levante as saying, "It reminded me of older times when I first got here, my rookie and second year. I'm pretty sure everybody likes them." You know, listen, Levante is a big part of this. And we all know that, you know, in Buccaneers fan bases, Levante is loved and he's revered as one of the best linebackers in the National Football League. In Buccaneers media circles, it's the same thing. He's revered as one of the best linebackers in the National Football League. But we know that on the national level, he doesn't get that level of respect. Some of that could be on the winning. Some of that could be on the fact that he plays for the Buccaneers, a franchise that doesn't have a lot of national respect. You know, maybe that'll change with the arrival of Tom Brady and people start watching to see Tom Brady. And hopefully what they're going to see is this guy in 54 running around for the Buccaneers, making plays, causing fumbles, recovering fumbles, you know, doing the things that Levante David has made a career of doing with the Buccaneers. And it would be great for him. And you talk about rejuvenation, right? Tom Brady in all these years, you know, 20 years in the National Football League, 43 years old and all that stuff, coming to a new franchise, a new city, a new team, and feeling re-energized, re-challenged, you know, to get the juices going again and do something that he hasn't done before, which is come to a new franchise that hasn't had a lot of success lately and get to do that. Levante is in a similar situation. I mean, for one, it's a contract year, right? So obviously he wants to come out and ball out and show the Buccaneers why they need to lock him up even longer and keep him on this franchise. And I, for one, hope they do. I think they would be doing themselves a disservice if they didn't lock Levante up. But we'll see how that goes as time moves forward. But, you know, just like he said there, putting that uniform on again, I mean, it is a little bit different. It's a little bit cleaner. It's a little bit sharper, you know, but it's very similar. I mean, everybody's talked about it. The intent was to kind of go back to that Super Bowl era look. So, I mean, it's not on accident. And there's got to be a part of him that, you know, all these years into it, look back and see himself in that uniform. And the first time he goes out there for a regular season game wearing that uniform again, the first time he sees a picture of himself in action or a highlight clip of him, you know, making a play in that uniform, he's a little bit older now, but it's going to bring him back mentally to that, to those early years and those first couple years. And I have to believe that a guy who probably doesn't need a lot of motivation anyway, but with Lavonte David, that if he ever needed to lean on motivation, looking in the mirror and seeing, you know, 22, 23-year-old Lavonte wearing that uniform at the age of 30, I feel like that's going to be kind of a psychological boost that's going to really help this team and really help this defense. So, again, maybe a little bit overstated on my part, but it kind of got me excited, maybe because I'm a little bit older myself. But, you know, it's good to see, and I'm happy to see that Lavonte is embracing it and excited to see what he's going to be able to do for this team in that uniform. Thursday on the Locked On Bucks podcast, we have been responding to your voicemails, responding to the new Buccaneers uniforms. We've got one more from our good buddy Matt, so let's get to it.
What's up, guys? This is Matt from Morven, Georgia. I know I haven't called in a while, but I haven't missed the episode. I've been listening. But, man, I am so pumped about these new jerseys, man. I was sitting there in the break room at work watching the clock tick down to the live video. And man, as soon as I saw those red home jerseys, I got goosebumps. I almost expected to see Warren Sapp or Derek Brooks step out from behind the curtain. And then when I saw those color rush jerseys, I let out a big old woohoo! Scared the hell out of everybody in the break room. They all looked at me like I was insane. But that is exactly what I wanted. I am pumped about those color rush jerseys, man. I am just totally excited. I cannot wait to see Tom Brady take the field with this offense and see what he can do. Man, just so much to look forward to. But anyway, keep up the good work, fellas. Go Bucks.
Closing out the show with Matt. Hope everything is going well, Matt, for you and for your family. Yeah, we haven't talked in a while. We haven't talked to a lot of you guys in a while. I mean, it's the off season, you know, kind of comes with the territory, and that's fine. But of course, you know, happy to hear from all of you anytime you take the time and have the inkling to give us a call. Yeah, Matt, I mean, I'm a big fan of the red jerseys as well. I'm a big fan of going back, you know, to the way they used to look. Again, you know, my theory of you don't move forward by moving backwards. Yes, it still, you know, it still stands, even though Tyler kind of put me in my place there. But I did, again, say that, you know, I did like the Super Bowl era uniforms a little bit better than these, the more recent uniforms. So I am happy to see them come back. It is a little bit of nostalgia and all that stuff. Talk about the fan reactions. I mean, listen, all the voicemails were positive. Only a handful of you called in, and that's fine. You know, the percentage of our listeners that actually call in and leave voicemails is much, much smaller than the population that downloads episodes and listens to the show. And of course, all of you who listen to the show, we appreciate you. We appreciate the time you allow us to take your time. We definitely are humbled by that and appreciate it. But we also want to hear from you. So, you know, don't be nervous. Don't be scared. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. And believe me, you know, if you have your thoughts or your comments, or you have questions, we want to hear from you. So if you get up the nerve to do it, we promise we don't bite. So please do so. But talking about fan reactions, there have been some negatives, right? I've seen some tweets. I sent out a tweet from the Locked On Bucks Twitter account, and we got some some comments. I got one comment, you know, saying that it was a safe move. And that's kind of been a theme from, I don't want to call them detractors necessarily, but I mean, calling it kind of a safe move. And listen, it is kind of a safe move, you know, if you really think about it. I mean, the Buccaneers went for kind of a bolder, newer look with the 2014 to 2019 uniform. And for the most part, it was rejected. You know, a lot of fans didn't like it. I mean, I'm sure it still sold jerseys, and I saw jerseys every time the Buccaneers played, and people would wear them and, you know, buy them and all that stuff and everything. But by and large, the fan base was not a fan of the 2014 and 2019 uniform. So going back to this, yeah, it could be considered a safe move. You already know fans are going to love it because they loved it before. So why wouldn't they love it again? But at the same time, kind of like they said in some of their promo stuff, they gave the fans what they've been asking for. A lot of fans didn't know why they moved on from the previous uniform in the first place. Maybe an updated logo, fine. But, you know, getting rid of the red and the pewter, like you said, you know, red and pewter is just kind of the way that the Buccaneers are supposed to look. And so now they've gone back to that. So it's kind of a, you know, generally speaking, not every specific fan, obviously, but generally speaking, the fan base got what it wanted. So, you know, to hear some detractors from it is not a surprise, because you're never going to make everybody happy. But, you know, I do kind of fall in line with the team essentially gave everybody what they've been asking for. And even the detractors, you know, it's not even so much that people don't like the uniforms. It's just that it's basically that. It's so the new uniform is the old uniform. I got a text from a friend of mine, is a Buccaneers fan. You know, he's been a Buccaneers fan a long time, and he sent me a picture of his old Super Bowl era red Mike Allstott jersey and said, "Hey, look, my new jersey got here. That was fast." And you know, I kind of chuckled about that or whatever. And he wasn't necessarily criticizing the uniform, but it is, you know, it's that throwback to Super Bowl era. So if you want to call it safe, I would agree. It is a safe move because, you know, the ownership, the team, they know that you're going to like them because you liked them once. So you'll like them again, type of thing. If anything, consider it a permanent throwback. And, you know, I'm sure in 5, 6, you know, maybe 10 years, there will be another Buccaneers uniform out there, and hopefully they get it right this time instead of going with, you know, alarm clock numbers and all that stuff. I think everybody right now really is looking forward to the potential helmet rule change next year. But talking about fan reactions, okay, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network sent out a tweet. Here's his tweet. He said, quote, "Speaking of Tom Brady, info on the Bucs uniform from Fanatics." He says, "More TB merchandise was sold yesterday than the previous 17 days combined. Sales of Brady's merch spiked over 3,000% day over day. Brady is the top-selling athlete across all sports, and Bucs are the top-selling team." Guys, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the top-selling team on Fanatics. The uniform is a hit. Tom Brady is a hit. Seeing all the new players wearing it. Chris Godwin in 14 is a hit. Although, you know, hopefully we get to see him go back to 12. I don't know. Something about Chris Godwin wearing 14 doesn't sit right with me. So I would like to see him go back to 12 when the opportunity arises. But guys, that's going to finish up today's episode. You guys have been great sending in your reactions. For those of you who tweeted at us, greatly appreciate that. Those of you who sent in voicemails, of course, greatly appreciate that. For all of you out here who didn't send in voicemails but want to about other items, other questions, the draft is coming up, after the draft, upcoming season, et cetera, you can do so by calling into 813-444-5841. James will be back with me tomorrow for our Friday episode. We've got more voicemails from you guys, not uniform specific, but more draft related, position related, other player related. So we're going to answer those to get you into your weekend. Guys, we are one full week away from the NFL draft, and then that following week is the NFL draft. Next week, we've got it lined up. We're going to have the hosts of the Locked On Panthers, Locked On Falcons, Locked On Saints, Bill Rossetti, Aaron Freeman, and Ross Jackson are going to come on the show, join James and I. We're going to completely reset this thing, talk about where each team is in the NFC South since free agency has happened, what the team needs are, the draft outlooks. I'm going to be asking them, each and every single one of them, where they think the Buccaneers' biggest hole is on the roster and where they think the Buccaneers will finish in the NFC South as it stands today. And then, of course, after the draft, we'll get those guys back on and reset the whole thing again, as every phase has another impact on the outlook of the 2020 teams in the National Football League, specifically the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope you're all out there safe, doing what you need to do. As James would like to say, please wash your hands. But until next time we talk, thank you so much for joining me right here at Locked On Bucs.